Dearly Father, I just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly within my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Father, to forgive me. Creator, Baba Ko Sari and Serio to Hoshikunaha. Woo, Sabako. Glory to God. Hey, my God, I praise you. Lord, I just come repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly, what's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. Take me out of flesh, Father, and now your Holy Spirit rise up in mind. Lord, I just come pleading the blood of Jesus over these airways on this evening. Lord God, I ask that, Father, not my will, but thy will be done in this service on this evening, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm just asking you right now, Lord God, to do a new thing, Lord God, and cause it to spring forth even now in the name of Jesus. My. Hello, shikli, ahaba, koreshi, linda. Yeliando, solo, no, moko, shiki. Hallelujah. Lord, I just praise you. Lord, I praise you. Biro, knahari. Lord, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, the Lord is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm asking you to send your anointing that destroys the yoke and never moves the burden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we just worship you, Lord. I just worship you right now, Father, in spirit and in truth. I just ask that your will be done, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I just dedicate this service back to you, Lord God. Have your own way, Holy Spirit. Have your own way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just give the Lord some praise right where you located. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There were some things God had put before my spirit on yesterday. I just keep hearing the spirit of God said it's high time for a change. It is high time for change. Can y'all hear me now? Because I got everything turned up. I know I was kind of low a little bit because sometimes when I'm in the spirit, I get low. Can y'all hear me now? Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you. Oh. I don't see it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, we having some issues. Give us a second. Me and all my sick here too. Area shit even in the heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. The Spirit of God was dealing with me yesterday about some stuff, and so I thought he was letting me know I was gonna speak about it today, and I wasn't sure until not too long before we came on the air. And he started dealing with me about the matters of the heart, and you know, a lot of times I've been saved since I was 2 years old. I've been a preacher since I was 20. I've been pastoring for over 20 years. And so, you know, I But I've never, I guess I just don't understand. And God is always dealing with me about the fact that I don't understand it, because I actually believe him. He was like, you know, you actually believe me. You actually believe my word. You have experienced me. It's hard for me to understand how people don't understand that God sees our heart. He sees our thoughts. You know, everything about us, there's nothing about us that's hidden before the eye of God. And the scriptures, they come in and let you know that his eye is in every place. And you know how he talks about he behold the evil and the good to show himself strong on behalf of those that call upon his name. And so, people in the church, I never forget when I was a young adult, the Lord used to deal with me real strongly. I think I was a teenager, really, about the time. It was my teenage years, probably going into my early 20s. The Lord used to deal with me real strongly about how people see him as this God that is far off. Like he's not right there. You know, like he's not, y'all give me a second. Like he's this God that's so far off, like he's not right there, like he's not right where we're located. And the scriptures tell us that he's close to us, yea, even in our miles. But people who don't have a realization of God don't understand it. They have people's conception of the spirit realm in connection to our physical lives are off when their eyes have not been opened by God. Because people don't realize the spirit realm is always with you. It's all around you. And folks a lot of times are misled because they're more consumed in the physical nature. And they feel like the physical nature is more concrete and more real, but actually the spirit realm is more concrete and real than the physical nature. So, you know, and so it takes being led by the spirit to even understand that. And so when he was dealing with me, you know, about the matters of the heart, you know, the spirit of God, he probes us daily.
Yeah.
The spirit of living God, he searches our hearts, he searches our minds daily. So he knows exactly what's in our hearts, exactly, you know, what's in our minds. And so we burro corra di de serela basakara. Corre di de andalabonda seria di our heart. Glory to your name, Lord. It's because of how we think. Let me go over to the first scriptures I wanted to get into today. Y'all give me a second. I'm caught up. I'm getting ready to go to my first verse. The first verse I want to look at. I'm gonna read verse 6 first. Go to Psalm 23, and I'm gonna start at verse 6 first. Hallelujah. Oh God, I just want to praise your name. I just want to magnify you. I just want to exalt you, for you are worthy to be praised. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Ooh, I keep hearing the Lord say he getting ready to shift a whole lot of things. Hallelujah. He said, that's going to be a great shift. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. He says, eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shall thou vomit up and lose thy sweet words. Okay, I'm gonna do it in the basic English. I'm in Psalm 23. I said I'm starting in verse 6. I read 6 through 8. So I'm looking at the basic English now. It said, do not take the food of him who has an evil eye, or have any desire for his delicate meat. For as the thoughts of his heart are, so is he. Take food and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The food which you have taken will come up again, and your pleasing words will be wasted. I'm in Proverbs.
Oh, you said Psalm.
No, I said Proverbs. I said Proverbs 23, verse 6 through 8.
I thought you said Psalms 2, and that's what I went through. I thought you said Psalms 23,
6. No, I said Proverbs. Play it back. I would get, if I said something, I don't know how in the world I...
Y'all
know I'm gone, so I
know
live.
You know, I know you be getting caught up.
I was reading Proverbs, and maybe I did say
23
or something.
It must be for the company.
We'll go listen to it in a minute. That's why he had like that. Okay, let's go back to, like I said, Proverbs 23, verse 6 through 8. It says, do not take the food of him who has an evil eye or have any desire for his delicate meat. But as the thoughts of his heart are, so is he. Take food and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The food which you have taken will come up again, and your pleasing words will be wasted. Now, the Lord talked about it being the matters of the heart. Now, I'm going to tell you something. These verses right here, these three verses I just read right here, are very significant. Because when you have, when a person have evil intentions towards you or evil thoughts towards you, it's the same as witchcraft. You know, a lot of people, you know, be saying this and saying that I never forget years ago, a church member, they still a member of this church. They were sitting in a service. They got angry about something that I was preaching about. And in their mind, they started thinking about my stomach swelling and my stomach started swelling. So the Lord was showing them then how their thoughts were evil. And he was showing them how their thoughts was just like witchcraft too, actually. And so, but when people sit back and they think, I said something. I don't know why I thought I said, but I'm sitting over here reading. So y'all got it now. It is Proverbs. We in Proverbs 23:6 away, because I said something. Okay. He was showing them then that their thoughts were evil, you know, and that their thoughts tended to like witchcraft. And so, you know, that's why I be sitting back letting people, you know, a lot of times when God be dealing with me about people and the thoughts of their hearts and the things that's in their mind and their and stuff, and he be talking to me about what people be thinking and what they be suggesting in their mind. People have this tendency of saying, well, no, I don't do this and I don't do that. Like, oh, I'm not actually doing a physical work. So which goes, but you are doing witchcraft. Because we talking about the matters of the heart. And so the energy that you're releasing from your evil thoughts, it's like the opposite of what I release when I'm praying over somebody, you know, praying for. So would it be, wouldn't it be in the opposite of that and everything? God saying, God said, because he was dealing with me about the matter. So he said, did these people be wondering why I don't move for them? He said, have you noticed that some folks, no matter what they do, they seem to always, they get worse and worse and worse. And the things that they trying to accomplish, they can't get accomplished. He said, because they're evil. He said, they have evil imagination. Anytime you're talking about the matters of the heart, you got to go over to imagination, because the thoughts, your thoughts and everything go along with the mind. I'm going to give a couple verses, but I'm gonna go back to some stuff he had shared with me on yesterday, because there's a positive side of this too. You understand what I'm saying? So there's two sides of this. And so he said in Romans 1:28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for he is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Ephesians 4:17 says, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Colossians 2:18, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into the things which he have not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Titus 1:15 says, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Now this is key. I'm gonna take Titus 1 and I'm gonna take you to the basic translation of this. Give me 1 second. So when you're looking at this stuff, right, and we talking about in Titus 1:15, I'm looking at it basically, it says, to the clean in heart, all things are clean. But to those who are unclean and without faith, nothing is clean. They become unclean in mind and in thought. They say that they have knowledge of God, while by their acts, they are turning their backs on him. They are hated by all, hard-hearted, and judged to be without value for any good work. That's how I read verse 15 and 16 in Titus 1. Why is all this stuff? Why is he talking about the matters of the heart? Okay, so let me go on. Let me talk about evil thoughts in conclusion, you know, in conjunction with that. In Psalm 94:11, this is Psalm for real, 94:11, it says, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Okay? So when I was talking about earlier how God knows our thoughts, people kill me with this stuff. And I'm going to tell you, being a pastor for over 20 years, y'all, and that's another reason why I really don't waste my time anymore. And I do things the way God tells me to do when it comes to counseling and stuff. Man, I've been in so many counseling sessions where I'm going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. People, and they just lying. And the Spirit of God is just sitting up talking to me about them lying, sitting up telling me what they really did, what they really thought, what they really did. And, you know, and so, you know, it's pointless and it's a waste of time. And so when it's pointless and it's a waste of time and people try to act like, well, I don't know, you do know. You know what you be thinking. It just kills me how folks be, but people don't want to come clean about stuff. And the Lord was talking to me about, it's a matter of the heart as to why people are not getting their breakthroughs, why they're not getting their blessings. He said there are some people who are tithe payers. He said they is constantly getting worse, 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 and worse. And he said because they're not right. He said I'm not even talking about the non-tithe payers. He said because I promised to throw the non-tithe payers that they curse with a curse. So he said, wherein have you rotten? He was like, so, you know, he said, sit back and look at it. He was like, are they prospering in the way? Is anything getting bad? And then these same folks want to blame stuff on somebody else. God, like, no, it's you. When I was growing up, it was a song we used to sing in church, say, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord. And so, you know, the Lord was like, no, you need to look at it. No, it's you. It's the matters of your heart. And then, you know, let's not even talk about how we pray, but you pray amiss to consume it upon your own lust. That's what the scriptures say. And so you got to sit back and you have to really look at some things. God said, it's the matters of the heart. And so, you know, like I said, there's a positive side of this too. I'm going to get to the positive side, but I got to, you know, do everything the way he's telling me to, all of it's positive to me, because if God's identifying some sin in my life to where I can get some deliverance out, hey, that's positive. As long as it's on this side and not me looking at him straight in his face and telling him, you depart from him, you work on iniquity, for I knew you not. In Proverbs 15, verse 26, it says, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. In Proverbs 24, verse 9, it says, the thought of foolishness is sin, and a scorner is an abomination to men. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14 says, O Jerusalem, wash thy heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? I want to go there, and I want to do that one. In the basic English, Roba Condi and City. And it's some people, God said, you be wondering why you sitting up here, you trying to do things for the Lord, you determined to turn your life over to God and everything, and you don't understand. And God said, you got some people that hate you because of the fact that you're trying to live godly, and they speak and think evil things about you. And it's the cause of why some of the things be going on in your life. You be like, well, I'm trying to break free from this. I'm trying to break free from that. And I don't understand this. God was like, you know, there's multiple reasons. Let me tell you something. When God be talking to me about stuff, he really breaks stuff all of it down to me. And I'd be grateful to him for the things that he revealed to me. And it's so funny to me. I'm like, if your way is the right way, why are you not prospering? Why are you not getting ahead? You know, it's just point blank. I'm like, you tell me, because I want to know. It says, O Jerusalem, make your heart clean from evil, so that you may have salvation. How long are evil purposes to have a resting place in you? Okay, so that's point blank. A lot of people have evil purpose. Man, and I'm going to tell you, it ticks people off. So, but that's another reason why I don't waste my time talking to people anymore about the stuff that I see in their life. Because it's a waste of breath. And the Holy Spirit was dealing with me. He was like, they're not going to change, and all they're going to do is continue to get mad, and then they're going to lie. You know, and he was like, man, I'm going to tell y'all what was so funny on this week alone, this past week. About, was it three? I think I had three different church members on this past week alone that God exposed. They ain't nowhere around me and the exposure happened. One was a physical, Manal. Hold on. I guess, well, no, it had to be four then. Because it was two that was physical exposures and two that was spiritual exposures. And I was like, Lord, one of the exposures, man, this person hadn't seen this individual in years. And they were just talking and had just revealed how this person had set bold face up and lied. They didn't even know it was a lie. They were just doing casual conversation. And I'm like, but they didn't realize that who they was talking to knew the truth. And they were just, you know, talking about casual conversation about something that somebody had said to them. And we was like, oh, that's a lie. and I had broken down to them even farther. Then I let the person on, and so they didn't know, the person didn't know I was their pastor. I said, I'm that person's pastor. I was like, that's a lie. I was like, so my thing is this, man. I'm telling you, get out, man. When God was dealing with me about the matters of the heart, he was like, He said, you got to understand something. He's like, people think the wrong way. And because they think the wrong way, they have evil purposes in their heart. People don't get in the word of God. Your everything, the way you're supposed to view things, supposed to be viewed from the standpoint of the Lord, and not your own thought. That's why I be tripping out on people when they get mad. Because like how when I read those scriptures a while ago that was in Proverbs, those scriptures right there is a main. I've had God to tell me point blank not to eat people food, certain people food. He's like, don't eat nothing, man. Don't go nowhere. Don't sit down at no table, you know, with them. He has reasons for that. He lets you know what's in the heart. Because discernment is part of that. That's what people don't understand. Discernment, you know the motives and the intent of the heart. And so that's the reason why Jesus was sitting around letting them know, you know, hey, man, I see you. Why y'all thinking like that? So when we go, let me get to where I stopped at. Was it Jeremiah? Okay, Matthew chapter 9, verse 4 says, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think you evil in your heart? And I just said it. Matthew chapter 15, verse 19 says, for out of your heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemies. Now, check this out. I was talking to someone the other day, and I was telling them that something that they was doing that I was like, you know, I wouldn't do that. I said, because you got to understand, if somebody's a thief, you can't trust them with certain things. If they're a thief and they're a liar, you cannot trust them with certain things. You got to make sure that you hear what the Spirit of God is saying. And that's why I be sitting back looking at people, because I be like, okay, and then when you get an attack for putting your hands on something that God did not cause you to put your hands on, and you wondering why I'm in this situation because you didn't pray and ask up, seek the Lord on if it was okay to do that with that individual, because people cause curses to come upon your life when you touching something that God is beating down. It says, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, the taking of life, broken faith between the married, unclean desires of the flesh, taking of property, false witness, bitter words. Now, that's the basic English to Matthew chapter 15, verse 19. So, you know, what God is telling you right here, that's in plain English. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, the taking of life. You know what he said? For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murders. That's the taking of life. It says adultery. So, he's talking about broken faith between the married. Fornication. Unclean desires of the flesh. Theft, the taking of property, false witness. He just used the same word in that one. He didn't change it, so it's false witness in both. Blasphemy, bitter words. So you see this in people. Have you ever noticed somebody that always got something negative to say about somebody? And you, it's like everybody, they got something negative to say about it. And if you ever sit back and you pay attention to it, you're like, man, yeah, I don't never hear you say anything good about, you know, about folks. You can just see, and you can see, and the thing about it is, when a person is evil, when they have a dark heart, it is so prevalent upon them. It's very noticeable. It says in that's why people could argue me all day long back and forth about somebody. When God be showing me into somebody's heart, I'd be like, Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis chapter 11, verse 6 says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Psalm 38 verse 12 says, they also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceit all the day long. And heart that devises wicked imaginations, I'm sorry, it's Proverbs 6:18. A heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief. This is one of the verses God wanted me to bring forth in the basic English. Give me 1 second. Let me go there. Because this is very key. And you see this so much. I mean, people do this so much. And I'm going to tell you something. When you start growing in God, I'm at a point in my life where it's like, Lord, I don't want to be around no type of stuff. Just want to be left alone. I've gotten to a point in my life that I don't even have to be around family, period, and at all. Especially if there's any mess involved. It says in the basic English, it says a heart full of evil design. Feet which are quick in running after sin. Do you ever see? I know you gotta see people that's like this. I know I do. I see it all the time. People that it's just like, yeah, I'm like, you is so quick to be in the midst of sin, in the midst of mess, in the midst of everything, you know, everything else. And I've seen it so many times. And you gotta understand something. Have you ever heard somebody say, oh, it seems like mess is always finding you? I'm like, yeah, but you gotta be somebody to entertain mess and got mess on the inside of you. Because I know that I physically, and I'm gonna tell you, that's the reason why when I was a younger female, especially like when I was like in college, away from home, and stuff like that, majority of my friends were guys. Because one of the things I had noticed at a very young age is that females are very messy. They are so messy. And it's easy to spot. And I'm not saying that men are not messy, because you got some messy men. But it's that's a strong thing that you see in a lot of females. And you just sit back and you just like, I was like, Lord, I can't do no messy woman. And I'm like, I can't, you know, it's just certain things that I just don't like, period. And I was like, Lord, I just can't stand to be around. And the Lord, you know, the Lord started dealing with me about this stuff, I guess, like at a young age. And just can't do it. I mean, just, oh my God. I was like, Lord, if I had to be by myself for the rest of my life, I think I would be fine with that, to be free from me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just to have a peace. Not being around all the mess and all the lies and all the deception. You know, all the women are very manipulative. And that's what get me. They are very manipulative. And see, my thing is, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's cool. You can work that manipulation on people who can't see in the spirit. I'm like, but people who see in the spirit, that have crucified their flesh in that area, they can see very clearly. And it is not, you know, it's not like, and I'm going to tell you something I've learned as a pastor over years. It makes some folks angry when they know that you can see.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they get very angry because they like, it's nothing they can do to pull the wool over your eye. And so I was like, so, you know, these are things that you have to watch when you're looking at this stuff about, you know, swift a heart that defies it, wicked imagination, feet that be swift and run into mischief. Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 12 says, then said he unto me, son of man, has thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery, for they say that the Lord seeth us not. The Lord has forsaken the earth. In other words, people be feeling like God don't see them. That's what God was dealing with about. He said, people be thinking, when I was younger, he told me, he said, people think I'm this God far away in the sky. He said, and they don't realize I'm right there. Matter of fact, Jesus said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. He's like, I am literally right there. He's like, he said, that's how you know that they don't know me. He said, because when you really know me, you have a knowing of my presence being ever present. And so he was like, he said, and it causes that knowing by itself causes you to get somewhere and sit down. And so, you know, then in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, it says, because that when they knew God, They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was dark. Man, do you realize that that's some powerful stuff? That's some powerful stuff. Hold on, let me go back to, because I had lost my page. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Baba Kishileke City under high. And he said it's because of these things that people are not getting their blessings. He's like, there's people that's not getting their blessings because of the stuff that's in their heart. It's no winner. Let me tell you something. God is a very just God. And he has a very just scale. You can't think even in your heart about somebody else and think he's gonna just lavish you with blessings. And people just get worse and worse and worse and worse. They situations get worse and worse and worse. So, you know, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm sorry, I see where I'm supposed to be. Hold on. So let's look at, I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes now. Give me 1 second. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, I'm looking at verse 11. It says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Y'all got it. Let me say it again. I'm doing it in the basic English in just a minute. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. And if I put it over here in the basic English, it says, because punishment for an evil work comes not quickly, the minds of the sons of men are fully given to doing evil. Let me break that all the way down. So, in other words, you've been doing evil and you've been feeling in your mind that you're getting away with it. Oh, well, you know, God ain't doing nothing about it. They don't know what they're talking about. Ain't nothing going to happen to me. And so then because it's not done quickly, then they think it's all right and they continue to do evil. That doesn't mean that punishment ain't done. And so in the New Testament, there's a scripture in there that talks about how he reserves the punishment until a certain date. And so God loves to get people to thinking, oh, they all right in the stuff that they're doing. Oh, keep on doing it, keep on doing it. I feel like I'm getting away with it. Just heaping it up. It's just like a parent when a child heap up a lot of stuff and they like, because when I get you, it's going to be real good. But see, in these people cases, they real good is going to be them in hell. They might suffer a little bit before they get up out of here too, but they're going to hell. These are the type of things when he's telling us with the heart, the matters of the heart, that causes people to miss what God has for them. Let's go to Mark. I'm looking at Mark chapter 7. Did I go to the right place? Mark chapter 7, verse 21, it says, For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things, evil things come from within and defile the man. Let's go to the basic English in this. And y'all just bear with me because I'm going to get to the other part of what you want me to say with all this. But he's got me doing all this part first. Because from inside, from the heart of men, come evil thoughts and unclean pleasures, the taking of goods and of life, broken faith between husband and wife, the desire of wealth, wrongdoing, deceit, sins of the flesh, and even our angry words, pride, foolish acts. All these evil things come from inside and make the man unclean. So, you know, it's simple. God is like, you know, saying these are the things that's been keeping people from getting their blessings. But let's talk about, you know, the matters of the heart that tends to give us good things. So in Romans 8:6, it says, I haven't got to there, but let me read this part first and then I get to it. In Romans 8, chapter 6, it says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So if you are a spiritually minded person, then you have life and peace. Let me do that in the basic English. Yeah, God, brother, bullshit. Have you ever noticed how some people have to have vices to get their peace? Not when you really say. When you are saved and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, your peace comes from God. When you right with God, you don't have to do no outside nothing to get no peace. Because he sanctifies us wholly in his peace. He said he sanctifies us wholly in his peace. Okay, so then in Romans 8, verse 6, it says, for the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the spirit is life and peace. So when you have the spirit of God, you have life, you have peace. There were some things God revealed to me on just yesterday alone. I got to be in the presence of God yesterday, and he showed me some things that had I not had the ability to be in his presence, I would have never known or never seen. And he gave me answers to stuff. And if I can say a greater peace, if there be a greater peace about certain things. And when you get to a point in your walk with Christ where you like, it's all well. You know, see, when you got people who are evil, they don't understand it. They don't understand that it's well with my soul. You know, it's well whether God do something or not. I don't care. I'm like, God, if you don't do anything else, you've already done that for me. And I'm like, I am very grateful to you for everything that you've done for me. I'm grateful for the fact of him even letting me see heaven and hell. I'm grateful for the fact that I know that salvation is real. I'm grateful that I'm not caught up in a bunch of crap. I thank God that I know my God personally. And no devil in hell can take that away from me. No person that's got an evil thought process can't take that away from me. You can't take away what I have experienced and known of God. And so my soul is well. It's well in my soul.
Hallelujah.
I'm like, God, if you don't do anything else for me, you've done enough. And I'm grateful because I don't care about the stuff of this life anyway. See, people who are caught up in this life, because they don't understand that it's a greater life coming. I was looking at some stuff yesterday. The Lord allowed me to look at, I guess, because, you know, he let me just look at some things to show me something. And as I was sitting there looking at it, I was saying to myself, God, none of this stuff moves. I'm like, that's not something I want. But it's something people be by killing themselves here on the earth to get and to do. And I was like, Lord, that's not an interest of mine. I was more interested in what I had experienced earlier up in the day with him. I like God, that was more interesting to me than that. And what everything that we do here in this life determines where we're gonna spend eternity. And I'm just like, Lord, I just glory to God. My heart goes out to people that's caught up in this life. There's nothing in this life that's worth missing eternity with God. But in your mind, you think so. You know, God deals with me individually, but even the different church members, you know, he deals with me, y'all, individually. When they're going to prayer, even if I'm not in prayer, he just sometimes sits down and starts talking to me about different people. And my heart goes out because the cares of this life, the cares of this life have truly choked out the word of God in your life. But it's devil is hot. And he really wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy you big time. He wants to make sure that heaven will not be your home. Because of the fact that the things of this life. So God is, you know, dealing with me. Let me go back into the verses. I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Man, if we could ever get the mind of Christ, we get a true new mind. A renewed heart. You will find that you will see life totally different. Oh my God. It just totally different. I'm just laughing, y'all. So I just ticked out. Okay, so let me get to my last part. In Psalms 48, verse 9, it says, we have thought of the loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. We talk about that, thinking of the loving kindness of God in the midst of his temple. Those are the thoughts that tend to life. Those are the thoughts that bring the goodness of God toward you. And in Psalm 119, verse 59, it says, I thought on my way and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. Let me do that in the basic English. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You're so great. God, you are worthy to be praised. So we just thank you. We thank you. I cannot always tell when the devil get real high, stupid stuff he starts doing. And I really don't care. Y'all, when I tell you, when you get to the peace of God, there's a fast dial of the setting, man, it guards your heart, but it just changes your life. You just sit back, you just be like, thank you, Jesus. I understand different things that he told me a long time ago in a better way now. And I wouldn't take nothing from my journey right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Psalm 119, verse 59, I'm going to do it in the basic English. It says, I gave thought to my steps, and my feet were turned into the way of your unchanging word. When you start thinking on your ways, Do you realize even that when you start thinking on your ways, God begins to bless because you're even thinking on your ways? I mean, God is a mighty good God. Proverbs 12:5 says, the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. Romans 12 verse 3 says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Man, that right there, that scripture right there has been a blessing to me down through the years. Because if you could ever get that down into your sanctified soul, man, the blessings of the Lord will begin to flow in your life. Because you're not supposed to think of yourself too high. Not supposed to think of yourself too low. But you're supposed to think of yourself soberly as God is there with you. And so the accompanying scripture to that is that you are able to speak highly of somebody else over yourself. From a true heart, oh my God. Man, when I tell you, God loves that stuff. He just loves it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Man, let me tell you something. I could do a whole sermon just on virtue alone. Because a lot of people don't have it. But he's like, if you think on these things, these type of things are the things that bring forth the life of God. And it bring when anytime God comes forth, the fullness of God comes forth in your life, then you hear what God needs you to receive. Look. God, you know, God, whatever God is trying to do, it shall be done. I just thank the Lord because God is so worthy to be praised. He's like the whole that's okay. You'll be able to go back on later on and get it offline. I'm going to put this online. If it gets online, because the enemy has been attacking some stuff. But if not, then you know, just me. But I'm going to try the best to get it, what we can get online. I really am trying. I'm going to try to get it online because the purpose is the enemy don't want you to hear the word of God. He doesn't want us to know those things that's pleasing to the Lord, those things that tend to life, tend to cause us to have a life in Christ. And I really want you to have the life of Christ because there's so much peace in the life of Christ. Man, when you get in the life of Christ, man, you start seeing stuff for how it really is. And it's like when you start seeing stuff for how it really is, it's weight just comes off and you're free. See, that's the whole thing. I'm free. See, you know, if people be so worried about if I'm getting some money, if I'm married, if I'm hooked up with who I'm supposed to be hooked up with, you folk worried about all that kind of stuff. And those are not things that tend to life. That what tends to life is chilling with Jesus.
Yeah.
Chilling with the Holy Ghost. And I just be like, Lord, I just like, Lord, I, hey, be killing me, folks get mad because you know what, be treating me out of the Lord, be talking about how folks be getting mad because they can't get up in my business and know what's going on. People get mad at you. If you start living your life and you start seeking the face of God and you start really getting in the spirit, folk don't understand all that. See, because people are evil. They don't understand that there is a life outside of this world. There is a life outside of the things, the mundane, crazy stuff that everybody do every day. That stuff right there, it's nothing for me. There's no life in it for me. But the life is in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he is so peaceful. He's so loving. He's so kind. He's generous. He's forgiving. He's a forgiving God. He there's nothing in your life he will not forgive except for blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. He forgives. And he gives you an opportunity to know him.
Yeah.
And to experience him. That peace that sanctifies us both. It's the matter of the heart. It's what's in your heart. And we can lie to ourselves all day long, but God knows exactly what's in our heart. He know why we do what we do. He know why we think what we think. Why we do the stuff. And he know everything. And no matter how much you try to lie to yourself, he's like, oh, I know. I know. So I know the real deal. And trust and believe, he tells me some of it. Because I'm watching for yourself. You know, I was talking to my brother a while ago, and I was telling him, just because I don't say everything God shows me don't mean I don't know some stuff. I know a whole lot of stuff. It's a lot of things God tell me that he purposely tell me that I can't tell nobody. And I'm going to tell you that it's time for a change. It's time for us to really give our hearts over to him. And to experience him that you may have peace. There's a couple people that's online that God said, I'm going to give you a greater peace. He said, you have been coming in before my presence. He said, you've been seeking my face here. He said, there's some things I'm getting ready to open up to you in my peace that you've never experienced before. Hallelujah. He said, and I shall do it. He said, I should do it. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He said, I should do what the enemy is scared for me to do in your life. He said, I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm getting ready to transform you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
God.
You, God.
We thank you for your people, Lord God. We thank you for your people, Father. Just sanctify us, holy in your peace, Lord God. Just rock us in your bosom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, reveal to us truth about ourselves. Praise you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Have your own way. Have your own way. Somebody needs you today. Manifest yourself. Jesus. I'm going to turn the microphone. I know some good ones coming up here. If you got anything God showed you or said to you, or you got some announcements.
You all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Okay, members, and I'm also talking to visitors on the line today. Members paying your tithes and your offerings, visitors on the line, giving an offering as you would if we were in the building and we were passing around the offering tray. I'm asking that you would give an offering. And to be able to do that, you would go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button to be able to do that. If you're visiting on the line today and you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, I'm asking that you would text her at 214-601-5659. You know what? That's my number. I'm sorry. I'm asking that you would text her at 214-507-3626. Again, if you're visiting on the line today and you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, I'm asking that you would text her at 214-507-3626. 3626. And I thank you for that. Also, I know this isn't Seed Sunday, but if you purpose in your heart, as I have, to do your seed every week, I'm asking that you would go ahead and do that. You know the avenue to be able to do that, members. And as you know that this is a new year, Pastor Appreciation will be amongst us soon. And I'm saying that because, as you see, we already in April. And the majority of you all have not even started on your Pastor Appreciation. So I'm asking that you would go ahead and start that. If you need to speak with me about anything you'd like me to be praying for you about, I'll do that. Just, you know, you all know how to contact me. And when Pastor was going forward, the Lord had me to, he wanted me to say this. He said, yes, because this is for a certain individual, and God brought your face before me. He said, yes. He said, but see, your problem is, he said, yes, I do want, is that you won't come clean about mm-hmm. the lies that you've spoken out of your mouth mm-hmm. to others. He said, the lies that you allowed the enemy to tell you. He said, but more than anything, he said, you don't want to take ownership for what you did not do mm-hmm. that opened the door to why,
for what they did.
For what they did not do.
What they did do to open the door, not did not, but what they
well,
did.
Well, God, I think he was saying what he told them to do.
Oh, for
and
what they
didn't
do.
Want to do.
Oh, okay. I thought you talking
about what you did not, he said, what you did not do that opened the door for the things that are going on right now in your life. Mm-hmm.
The what Prophet Junior was talking about, the person she was prophesying to just then, the Holy Spirit, when I was going forward, he was talking to me about that, about the individual. He said that he didn't tell me to say nothing. That was why he didn't want me to say nothing, because he wanted Prophet Junior to say it. He was telling me, he's like, you do not want to come clean. He's like, and there's no blessing in this, in the scripture. It's in the scripture. It said, if you cover your sins, you're not going to be free. You're never going to be free. You're never going to be. It's when you uncover, when you come clean with stuff. You've done a lot of lying. You've lied to yourself. You've lied to others. You put your mouth on others. Your thoughts have been on others. You didn't want to see nobody else prosper above you or be blessed above you. I see.